Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. I'm Anita, and I'm sitting in with Olivia and Doc Bill. Doc Bill's back in the studio. We're really excited about that. We've been talking about Southwest Germany. We've been talking about the food. We've been talking about history, UNESCO heritage sites. We've been talking about a little bit of everything. But Olivia, when I think about Germany, there are three cities that I say, you can't miss them when you're going to Germany. You've got to check them out. And Stuttgart starts it all off, because when I flew over to Southwest Germany, I actually flew into Stuttgart.
Well, there you go. You can start right there. And Stuttgart is the only German city with a municipal wine estate. So vineyards grow throughout the heart of the city. So in addition to all the great architecture and restaurants, there's a really interesting site, you see, with a vineyard within the city.
Well, you know what? It's really interesting that you started off with talking about that, because that is very interesting to see. Because you're right, you just see vineyards all over the city, and you see people harvesting the grapes, and you're kind of wondering, how are they standing on the side of that hill like that harvesting grapes? It's kind of interesting, you know, to see them doing that. But you're right, they're all over the city, and I had a chance to actually drive up one of the hills and check out the vineyards, some of the grapes growing there. But it was raining, so we didn't get off and actually try to pick any, which may have been a good thing, actually, because I don't know if I could have held myself on the side of the hill like that.
Yeah, well, maybe next time. I'll go maybe with you, and I'll have your back.
You have my back, literally. All right, so what else about Stuttgart?
Well, that's a good thing you pointed out, the hills there, because that's one of the reasons that the vineyards are so successfully grown, is there are a series of hills in the city, and you can get lots of exercise walking around, because they have over 400 sets of outdoor stairs, which is extensive.
That is extensive. That's a lot of stairs.
It is a lot of stairs.
Talk about what shoes to bring. You definitely want to have some good shoes on that one.
Yes, absolutely.
A lot of restaurants in Stuttgart, too. It also has one of the highest number of Michelin star restaurants in the world.
Didn't know that, but yeah. I'm not surprised. German food is very delicious, as we've been talking about.
Another thing that it has going for it, it is credited as the birthplace of the petrol-powered motor car. The engineers Gottlieb Daimler and Carl Benz were born nearby. And their companies eventually joined forces to create what we now know as the Mercedes-Benz brand. So you'll see a lot of that history in the area.
Well, you know, in 2016, a study found that more people attend festivals, museums, and shows in Stuttgart than any other city in Germany. Now, I'm not surprised, because I know the Germans have a lot of festivals that they call fests, different, you know, front parts of the word, but they have a lot of festivals throughout the year, and I'm not surprised that Stuttgart would be one of the cities with the most.
Another interesting thing about Stuttgart is that a lot of the shop owners there, everyone is assigned a different day to sweep the sidewalk, so it's a very clean city, so everybody has a job different days of the week to get out there and sweep.
Well, I love that idea. What about some things to do?
Well, like we said, Mercedes-Benz has a lot of history in the area, and there's an enormous Mercedes-Benz museum that covers the history of the brand. And of course, you can check out some vintage cars and modern vehicles as well. They're all on display.
Well, if you're going to mention Mercedes-Benz, I have to jump in and mention Porsche, which is my favorite car. There's also a Porsche museum that is there as well, with over 80 vehicles. And same thing, you can check out some of the vintage antique cars as well as some modern cars. Hey, if you like that 911 Porsche like I do, you might get a chance to see that.
Okay.
Check it out there as well.
Yes. Now, Wilhelma is a zoological garden on the grounds of a 19th century formal royal park and castle. And like we were talking about, is they have lots of historic buildings, UNESCO World Heritage Sites, those historic castles and palaces, and a lot of them now house museums or here a zoological garden.
That is very, very true. A lot of them do have zoological gardens. And also, too, as I mentioned before, you can get a pass where you can check out all of these different palaces, the different castles, historic sites. So you want to definitely do that, because that's pretty reasonable.
For a great price.
A really great price, about $28. And you don't want to miss any of them. You may not be able to get all of them, so you may want to kind of pick and choose and do a little bit of research.
And don't forget the markets as well.
There is a great marketplace there in Stuttgart. I had a chance to go to the market hall. It's an indoor market hall where you can find gourmet food stalls, cheese, wines, meats. It just runs the gamut. Flowers, plants. Doc Bill, just name it. When I was there, I was thinking, I wish Doc Bill was here, because you would have been going crazy. in that place.
I like the stinky cheeses, and I like the German meats.
Well, you could have had it all right there in that marketplace. It's fantastic, and it's really a great market. If you're in Stuttgart, definitely check it out. Even if you're not in the, you know, staying someplace where you can go back and cook, you just want to kind of go and check it out because it really is a sight to see.
Well, it's good to have the good food from oink to tail.
All righty, Doc Bill. That sounds good. That sounds like you're going to have a lot of pork. And another city is Baden-Baden.
Baden-Baden is a world-famous spa town. So it's all focused around these bathhouses that we mentioned earlier. And these are some really famous baths, some of them dating back to the Roman period. And they've seen visitors like Napoleon III, Queen Victoria, Marlene Dietrich, and the Obamas have all visited that area to enjoy the healing mineral waters there.
Well, when I was there, I did not go to a spa, but I did go to the casino, which is very well known as well. Their casino there, it really is one of the top ones in Europe. People come from all over to go there. And you can not only gamble there, but you can also just kind of go and people watch there. But you definitely want to check out the casino there. But what about some of the different baths, though, Olivia?
One of them is the Caracalla Spa, so it's a bit more modern style. It's a thermal bathhouse surrounded by forests and lots of beautiful windows, so you can enjoy the scenery there. And there are indoor and outdoor options. A lot of these bathhouses and spas are almost becoming their own theme parks. You know, they have different themed baths now.
That's pretty
cool.
So
you may think it's all just different pools of water, but they may be at different temperatures, they may have a different theme to them, so look a little bit closer.
Well, hey, you know, I'll have to check that out there the next time I'm there. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and we're talking about Southwest Germany, and we're hitting on these three top cities that you don't want to miss. We've already covered Stuttgart. Now we're talking about Baden-Baden, and I'll tell you, Olivia, the Fabergé Museum is there, and you know Fabergé, hey, everybody wants to go and check those out, see those Fabergé eggs, and just see what is there, because this, you know, is like a very famous kind of collection.
Oh, yes.
Check it out.
And it's located in another beautiful historic building dedicated to the famous Russian jeweler, like you said, known for those beautiful, designed after Easter egg designs. But instead of, you know, paint, it's jewels and gemstones.
Yes,
very striking.
Very striking, very beautiful. And again, one of those things you want to check out if you're there in Baden-Baden. Get your spa, you get your casino, but then you also have to check out the Fabergé as well. Now, what about Heidelberg? Because Heidelberg is one of my favorite cities, really just favorite cities all around.
Heidelberg just seems really cool. It's a university town, but it's also a favorite spot among international tourists like yourself, known for its history and culture, and it's all along the Neckar River. And one of the most striking images you'll see is the Heidelberg Castle, which kind of looms above the city on the hills there. And the castle itself is actually a series of different buildings that form around a courtyard. And each building, once you get closer, reflects something different about German architecture. So they weren't all built after the same design or theme. So you can learn a lot just by the outside, not to mention what's on the inside.
Well, absolutely. If you're in Heidelberg, you must go and visit the Heidelberg Castle. It's just, they must get millions of tourists to come through there every year, going to visit that castle. And you can take a train up to it, which is called a funicular, if you want to. And I like the fact that road starts with fun, because it is a lot of fun to take that up. You can take that up, or you can also walk, which is a little bit of a walk, or if you're on a tour, the tour bus will take you up. But you definitely want to go up because it gives you an unbelievable view of the city of Heidelberg. But the castle is just very unique. Again, you get that insight into what life must have been like. And Doc Bill, you would love checking it out because one of the largest wine barrels I've ever seen, probably the largest wine barrel in the world, you can see that in the castle as well.
Most people take pictures of that wine barrel. That's one of the things that people do pictures of.
That is very, very true. Absolutely. Now, there are a couple of other things too that you can do. There's Old Town Heidelberg.
Old Town Heidelberg, also known as Altstadt, is the oldest part of the city, and it's just beneath the castle, and you'll see those kind of old, narrow streets, market squares that are still active, and then you can make your way over to the old bridge that kind of connects the old city with the new across the river, and one thing you keep your eye out for on the bridge is an old bronze monkey statue that it kind of drapes over the bridge, so you can step inside of it. That's another photo opportunity. And that monkey is actually meant to encourage people to look behind their shoulder. It's kind of meant to encourage people to think, you know, you're not better than the old part of the city, or you're not better than the new part of the city. You're all connected by this bridge.
By this bridge.
And this monkey.
And the monkey. Now, we hope that we have encouraged you and inspired you to check out Southwest Germany. We're going to put a lot of this on the website as well, travelbagswithanita.com. So go and check that out too. Hotels and more restaurants to check out in Heidelberg. Thanks for joining us today. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Bye-bye.